Okay, so here's the first question. Does the universe or the world around you create and offer opportunities?
No. The universe and the world around does not offer opportunities.
Patrick, do you want to agree or disagree?
I agree with Andrew.
Well, the question was to be followed with, if yes, the universe does offer opportunities, how do you recognize these opportunities? How do you determine an opportunity for you as opposed to an opportunity that's not for you? Well, since no one wants to chime in and say, well, wait a minute, I think the universe offers opportunities.
I think the universe offers opportunities.
Then please answer the question. How do you recognize these opportunities, and how do you determine an opportunity for you as opposed to an opportunity not for you?
I decide.
I don't think that's quite the answer, but
well, I can't see could be anything else besides that. I just decide that it's an opportunity.
Okay. And if you've said no, as several people have said no, if your answer is no, where do opportunities come from and where do they go? So, Mr. No Guys, where do they come from and where do they go?
I think they come from how I put together the random, meaning without purpose, random, information of events in my life, and I decide if they're opportunities. That's, I think, where they come from.
Oh, okay. Well, then if that's where they come from, then the universe didn't offer you any opportunities.
I think that's where I started, yeah.
Okay. You okay with that, Patrick?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does the universe create choices, Patrick?
No, the universe does not create choices.
How about Karen?
I just feel contrary tonight. Of course the universe creates choices.
Well, okay, if your answer is yes, how do you recognize and make choices?
I just decide.
Well, if you just decide, then did the universe make the choice?
Well, there is a choice there. I mean, it depends on whether you figure the universe made me or I made the universe. But either way, it appears to me that there's a choice there.
Well, other people don't agree with you, so, but we'll get back to them later. Is it true?
Well, I have to go take the cookies out of the oven.
Well, wait a minute. You got to answer a couple more questions. Let the cookies burn.
Okay, Pat, go take the cookies out of the oven.
Is it true that life is all about choices? Since you obviously believe that choices, is that what your life is about, making choices?
No.
Well, what is your life about other than making choices?
Well, it would be about living. About
how do you live without making choices?
Well, by the definition that we've talked about before, choices are something where I'm deciding between this or that. And I can live according to making choices. I can have my whole life to be in one stream of between this or that-ness. Or I could decide that, no, I'm not into choice making. I'm just directly living without having to between this or that.
So then you can live your life without making choices, yet then you just, if the universe creates choices, you just tell them to go bugger off.
Yeah. I don't have to take advantage of these choices, or I don't have to enliven them by, you know, giving them power. I just, they're just something that's an option out there. I could go the choice route if I wanted to.
What if in all of that saying, what you're saying is, well, I guess the universe doesn't really create any choices. I do all of the choice creating.
Well, that could be true too.
Oh, now you're going to play both sides against the middle.
It depends on what the definition of me and the universe is.
Well, the universe, you is you, and the universe is all around you, and choices are about singling out or selecting from two or more matters, things that you desire or want or otherwise. So, if you're selecting, where do those matters that you are selecting from come from? In your case, you're saying the universe gives you choices, then what you're selecting is choices that are given to you, and your life is limited by what the universe gives you. There's a good Catholic boy.
What he said.
What?
Karen, I said it depends on the lessons the universe wants you to learn. That's where choices come from.
I know. That's what I said.
Yeah, I mean, the universe offers like this big infinite all the data and information, and I bring them together into choices, but in that there are choices out there. Like, that's one of the possibilities that the universe offers is...
Wait a minute now. Like, I think...
But it's put all the data together into little choice packages.
Okay, but then what you're saying is that the universe is offering you random, and you put it together in all little choice packages.
Yep, but those are the possibilities. That's one of the possibilities the universe offers. I mean, otherwise, the universe truly only offers random. It doesn't offer anything besides random data and information.
Well, if the universe offers random, then it doesn't offer choices.
Well, those choices are possibilities within that random.
But the universe didn't offer you those. It offered random. So maybe you should reconsider and say, well, no. The universe offers random, and I do all the hard work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you're looking at it that way, yeah, you're right.
Well, it seems to me, and we'll get back to you, Andrew, it seems to me that looking at whether your life is limited by what choices the universe offers, or is as expansive as the choices you give to yourself, is a significant difference in the way you live your life.
Can you say that again?
You said, well, if you want to look at it that way, I guess that's okay. That I'm saying, then, is it not an entirely difference in looking at your life as such that the universe offers you choices that you choose from, or that you create the choices you live? Isn't that an entirely different alternatives or way of living your life?
Yes.
Well, if you think that the universe offers you choices, are you then not limiting yourself to what the choices are that you think the universe has offered you?
Um, I guess so. I don't know. I was sort of seeing it as the universe offering me. Hang on. Okay. Take something away from the puppy. I guess I was looking at it like the universe offers this random, infinite random possibilities.
What
and
makes you say
those possibilities are choices and puppies and.
Wait a minute. If you cannot say correctly that the universe offers you infinite random possibilities, that's an oxymoron. That's like saying the, an honest lawyer.
Infinite random possibilities don't exist.
They can't, because infinite random is contradictory to possibilities. Possibilities are something, and infinite random is everything. So it's an oxymoron.
But there's all of everything available out there.
So what? That doesn't. But then the universe hasn't offered you any particular thing.
Yeah, okay.
So then your answer is, gotta then sort of look at that from a no perspective. The universe doesn't offer you any opportunities or choices. Whatever opportunities or choices have, well, you created those.
Yeah.
Or not.
Okay,
Andrew, you want to come back in? I don't know. You started to ask a question, and I was overriding you to get this conversation continued with Karen. So I don't know where your question was.
I wasn't asking a question. I was making a statement about lessons in the universe. No, I'm done.
So does the universe offer you lessons?
No, it doesn't. I think they're, just kind of following this idea I've been putting together from the last couple weeks of conversation, I find a lot of sense in the image of a lot of random data in life in the universe, and I'm one who picks and puts these things together and says, oh, here's a lesson, here's a choice between this and that, here's a an opportunity.
You create the opportunities, or you create the lessons, or the choices, etc. The universe doesn't do it. It's just doing its thing.
Yeah, what's interesting is I never had considered before you posed this question. There's just things in the universe. Why? At least I assemble things of the universe. What I never realized before is it's not. The choices, there's not choices between this and that. I take random things and put them together, and I make them between this and that.
So that even events in your life are random. There are no particular occurrences in your life. Because if it's a particular occurrence or happening, then that relative to random as infinite random is an oxymoron as well.
Well, I accept that I have this question. You've often brought the illustration of there's a hurricane that blows through town. That was not something I created.
Well, you did create it. You didn't create the hurricane as such, but you created it as a hurricane. And then
I'm not following. How did I create it as a hurricane?
It does the wind blow?
Apparently.
No, blowing is the wind.
Well, yeah.
Well, then you created it as a hurricane.
Well, okay, yes, except.
Except what? Are you going to say you create choices except, or you create opportunities except?
No, I'm going to say in the universe, there is wind, or there is blowing, if you want to say it that way, at a certain miles per hour in a pattern that's a big circular thing out of the ocean. That would be what arose by any other name. A hurricane by any other name would be a hurricane. So I don't quite follow what
created. Does the world around you offer alternatives?
No, I suppose I offer myself alternatives.
Well, then, in any case, then, if the wind comes in off the stuff, isn't that an alternative, either blowing wind or not blowing wind? And you just said that doesn't offer you alternatives. I don't understand what.
No, I don't understand what you're offering me here. What are you saying?
I'm saying that you are double speaking. You're speaking.
Can I just find out where you're at with this? Is there a vortex of wind out of the ocean in the illustration we're using? Yes or no?
I'm not too certain. I'm asking you. I'm trying to find out the struggle that you're living your life. Yes or no? And what I'm trying to find out is that if you say no, that I create all of these things in my life, then, in a sense, you create the vortex to be a vortex, to be a hurricane, to be a problem. If you want to say no...
I didn't say hurricane was a problem.
Wait just a minute now. I just went on to the next step, because it's a problem if you have to react to it. If the universe does something to you in which you have to react to, make a choice, or treat it as an opportunity or something else, if you have to react to it, then that's a problem. Let's stop arguing language for a moment, and let's consider the way in which you are living your life. That's where we are. This is because of the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Now, I'm saying now is everybody out there, I don't care what you say to me, Andrew, I think you believe, as Karen started off with, yes, the world creates and offers opportunities, and or I don't got them, and then I have a choice of choosing those opportunities. That the universe offers choices all the time, and I have to make them and make a decision and react to those, or else. And now I'm saying, does the world offer you alternatives? Oh, yes, you would say the alternatives are offered to me subconsciously or on a subtle level. That seems to be going on, even though you may say, no, I create the opportunities and choices. Well, that can't be true. You cannot make a choice or have a choice to live unless there is something. That's what I'm asking. And you would say, oh, well, I took all the data and put it together, and I created this and that and those things and them, and then I forced myself with a choice. Well, that's because maybe you believe that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay, I'm pondering.
Okay. Now, my question is, and after all of this oxymoron stuff, if the world does not offer alternatives, by the way, are still choices, but not entirely. It does not offer alternatives, choices, or opportunities. Let's assume that that's the minute, that the universe just gives you an environment for in which you are to live. then what about options? Does the universe offer options? And if it does, wouldn't that be a choice?
I guess so. Am I living in the universe now in such a way that I have created, if you will, or the way I'm living has created that the universe even has options, or that options can even exist?
Well, right. Maybe the universe, the infinite data and information and randomness of the universe, doesn't create options.
I know, but could it be that I'm living in such a way that options are a possibility for me to create?
Well, let's assume that's the case. My question to you is, what might be the difference, if any, between a choice and an option?
A choice has there's something about it that you have to do. You have to make a choice between one thing, another thing, another thing. An option is a discretionary thing. You can choose to act on it or not. You can choose to live it or not.
Okay. What about considering the fact that that a choice, that if matters exist, you are choosing. If they do not exist, you are creating options.
Can you say it one more time?
I said, why not, instead of saying one is voluntary and one is compulsory, which is not true, but what if matters exist, then you are choosing. If they do not exist, you are creating options.
Okay.
Okay? What does that mean? Okay?
I'm creating an image of what you're saying. I'm with you at that point.
Then, choosing...
Whoa. Hey, Roger.
Yes?
Before you go ahead, just 5 minutes ago, we said that we make the choices. They're not... exist. We make them.
But you make them too.
You make it easier now. It sounds like I don't understand how you make that leap.
I didn't make a leap, and I didn't agree with you necessarily before. I'm just saying that whether you make the choice or the universe makes the choice, if it exists, then you are choosing. You cannot choose if there is nothing to choose.
Okay, so that in what we call choice making, I isolate this or that, and in my mind and in my what I'm living, those are real things. This or that. Is that what you're saying?
And then you choose between this or that in that regard. And so the choices, the universe didn't offer you any choices. You made those choices all yourself and then confounded yourself trying to discover the right choice to make.
Okay. I made those things real in for me and put myself in a dilemma to make the right one.
Okay, so then the same thing applies to opportunities in the fact that you made the opportunities, not the universe, and then you put yourself in the dilemma of choosing the right opportunity or avoiding the wrong opportunities.
Okay. Now, how does any of that differ from an option?
From what?
From an option.
How is any of that different from an option?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you look at it this point, you're choosing if something exists, regardless of whether you made it or the universe made it, then you're choosing. Okay?
Yeah.
If nothing exists, can you not then create the option you desire without choosing?
So simply create it.
For instance, then in that regard, you can create it. You're not limited, are you? Have you ever considered that by, in order to make choices, you limit and destroy your options? You convert those into something that you must choose between. Why not create an option that you'll do? What's wrong with that?
Not a damn thing. But I'm thinking here. How do I... I guess I've never really considered creating an option to live.
Oh! You see, what you did, what you do is you choose options, you create options to choose from.
Yes.
And then you limit then your life to the options you've chosen to choose between.
Yep, that's it exactly.
Well, let's take a little closer look at something. Recently, I've been discussing you do not continue. And everybody got up in arms. And 4 weeks ago, we hit a wall. We couldn't get over the wall. So, this is a four-word thing. You do not continue. That's a four-letter thing, a four-word statement. Relative to continuing or not continuing, and relative to my declaration that you do not continuing, can you discuss this from an issue of choosing or optioning? Come on, Patrick, I'm talking at you.
Well, I know, and I'm considering whether or not I've ever set up continuing as a this or that.
I'm sure you have. You've set it up as continuing or not continuing. There's your choice. Accept what I say or not accept what I say. That's the setup you've limited yourself in choosing.
Hey, Rod, can we take about two steps back? How did you and Pat again describe the difference between a choice and an option?
A choice is between two or more things that exist. Options are all created. They don't exist. You create them. In other words, you can create something and then make it an option with which you have, you create something and then, which you call an option, but then you have to choose between that. I'm saying if it doesn't exist in the first place, can you not consider creating only the option? And maybe it gives you a lot more freedom to create the option you desire, rather than creating options you don't desire and then having to choose between this. So my question is, if my statement, you do not continue, if that is in terms of choosing, it seems to me you've limited between you do continue or you do not continue. The operative word in that is do or do not. That's choosing. You can choose to believe it or not believe it, then you can choose that you do or you do not. You've limited your life and your choosing in life and everything about your life down to a this or that, a duality, or something or other. Reasonable?
Yeah.
If I simply reject your statement and say it's full of hogwash and that I continue, and I don't struggle with that. Have I chosen, or have I just living the option I desire?
Well, I will ask you a question. What you continues?
Been thinking about that a whole pile of the last 24 hours.
Good. Now we push you up. What you continues? Now here's the problem. Up to now, you always thought of you as a generic you, and at best a physical you or a spiritual you. So you've given yourself only two choices. A physical you continues, or a spiritual you continues. The problem with that is you kind of sort of know what a physical you continues is, but you don't really know what that is. But you would then say, well, no, a spiritual me continues, but you don't know what that is at all. So my question to you is, you've been pondering it for 24 hours, what the hell you continues?
The concept me.
Well, big BFD. Is that good enough for you? You don't want your continue. You don't want your concept of you to continue. You want you to continue.
Well, I give concept me a whole pile of awareness, and
so you want your awareness to continue.
Concept. The awareness, identity, concept, me, with who is aware. That is aware.
You want something that is aware. We're talking about the something. Who the something? What the something? So you don't really want the awareness to continue. You want the something that is aware to continue.
Correct, yes.
Well, then, who or what is that awareness that you want to continue?
I don't want to shock you with this, but it is me.
It doesn't shock me. I know. That's a useless answer. Because I don't even know what you think me is.
Hey, Roger, how is that answer any worse than concept, privileged self, spiritual self, or any of the other ones?
What do you want to continue? You want your personal self, your eternal self, your illuminated self, your what self? What self?
Well, my question is, are all those, if you want to call them names or labels, are they not all about equal in terms of what we know about them?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Because all we've done here in this discussion is I have tried to get you out of the limitations of saying I or me, my or mine, continues, and at least going to, and then to say that a spiritual you continues, because that doesn't mean anything to you. Now I've tried to get you to say, to understand a personal self, an eternal self, or illuminated self, and etc. What self do you want to... You're not even happy with having a soul. It's kind of like, I got one of those things under my arm here, and so it's the you that has a soul that you want to continue. You don't give a damn about the soul.
Okay.
That's what it means when he says me. I don't care about, I have a soul and it wants to continue. I want me to continue.
Right.
Okay, that's what we're down to. And so what I'm trying to indicate here, you don't question the statement that you do not continue to start off with, hey, there may be three or four yous. What you precisely do you want to continue?
Well, you killed them all off.
That's my answer. You killed them all off, so it didn't really matter which one it was.
No, I'm asking you which... I haven't killed them all off yet. I'm asking you... All right, let me ask you this.
I'll tell you which one.
Okay.
I want the me that has given myself the option to have choices to continue.
I will admit that's a pretty good answer.
I have no idea if it is. I just thought I'd tie tonight together.
Sounds good.
Okay. So there's at least three or four different yous that we might apply here. Is this not true?
But I repeat, you killed them all off.
I haven't killed anybody off yet. All I said to you was I was going to kill them off, and why do you have to pay attention to me? Because what I have done is I've showed to you that even your body, which is composed and thus decomposes and dies, is eternal. So, even if I kill them all off, could it not be that they are eternal? Why do you...
By eternal, you mean recurring. You mean recurrent?
Sure.
Or recurring?
Why not? Or when I say kill them off, why do you limit yourself to kill, not kill? You don't even know what I am saying if I say... I kill them off. Your body decomposes. It goes to hell. It goes back to elements. But maybe then I haven't, or your body hasn't died and I haven't killed you. What then? The second word in that sentence is do. You can say, you do, God does, or how does this occur? You do not. So, do in this regard. What is the action of do? Is this something you do? Or is this the action of God do? Or what do? Well, the third word in the sentence is you do not. Does that mean at all? To some extent? To some extent? Or does it mean, say, not at all? What does the word mean?
Just from the words of these sentences, I don't think it's decipherable. I mean, I think I'd have to ask you what you mean by making the sentence.
No, I've made the sentence. Now I am asking you for each word. What option would you choose? Because you have chosen only the choice that you either do continue or you don't continue. What I'm saying is that you have the option of, let's say, at least four yous, continuing or not continuing. And in terms of do, you can do it. God can do it, or some other way it can be done. So you have four yous doing something, three different things. You have 12 options right there. And then not means all, or completely, or some extent, or partly, or etc. You have three more options. So in the first three words, if you look at options instead of choices, you have 4 times 3 times 3. Gee, that's, you already have 36 options at least. And up to now, you've said yes I do or no I don't. And got pissed off about it. How about the word continue? Does that mean that you go on, that you endure, that you recur, that is permanent, that you are immortal? There's 5 options right there. Gee, that's 36 times 5 combinations of things. You have 180 options just in those 4 words. And if you multiply that by alternative options other than that, it climbs. So you went from two choices to 180 plus options. When are you going to live your life by options rather than choices? Have you ever considered that you can decide which you, how you do that, to the extent to which you do that, and the extent to which you continue and never make a choice? You just decide that's the way it is. This is your option. But you take that and narrow it down from 180 plus. Even if you have other options, for gosh sakes, it goes up to 360, 720, 1440, 2880. Think of all the options you've got that you just threw away. Does anybody understand what I'm saying?
I'm still trying to figure out how we have options around not. And if we're, I'm trying to transpose that into some kind of meaningful context.
Well, because not can apply to all, or to part, or to some extent, or it can mean not at all. Those are correct determinations of not. You give yourself options in listening to. You what?
I would have hated a government agent dealing with you when the regulation says do not. You would figure that, oh, that means probably.
No, it doesn't mean probably. It doesn't mean at all. But I am, yeah, I'm fighting Medicare right now because they have just that sort of thing within their regulations. And I don't really care. It doesn't mean diddle to me, but it sure does mean diddle to a lot of people that they have misconstrued that way, that their language is confounding. But what I'm talking about here is, why are you limiting your frigging life to only do it or don't do it, continue or don't do it, when even the statement alone, which you didn't ponder, gives you tremendous options? Why not live your life by options and stop living by choices? If you create the choices in the first place, why do that? Why not then say, I want this aspect of me to live, and I will make it live, and it will continue. What makes you think you can't do that?
I thought our big discussion a week or so ago was the don't continue. Continuing was the big problem.
Well, let's assume that we don't continue. How is it that you don't continue? Is reoccurring a don't continue?
Yes, reoccurring is a don't continue.
No, reoccurring can be a continuing. Nobody ever said it is a don't continue in and of itself. If it's eternal reoccurring, then maybe there is, well, wait a minute. Even if it's a don't recurring, I didn't say what aspect of you doesn't reoccur, did I? Or continue?
Well, you said you.
Well, what you am I talking about? You see, what you said is the you that makes choices. And essentially, Patrick said, well, the you that I'm talking about is the me. Well, what's the me, and what is the you that's making choices in that regard? Maybe what I'm trying to give you is to stop giving you the assumption that there is only one you. That you can make the choices as to what you continues or doesn't continue. And it's still a valid sentence to say, life continues, but you do not.
Just to be very clear about this, is this you that makes choices you're talking about? A you that makes choices or a you that makes options?
I'm just following your words. You said, all right, choices or options. It doesn't really make any difference. The If you make options, you're screwed. Because what you're really doing is making options or to choose from, so you've really made choices, not options. Hey, I got news for you guys. You may not understand this, but this is the whole fundamental process that's going on here. Like I've said, you guys never give yourself options. You squeeze yourself down and everything in your life down to choices you don't even want. It makes no sense.
So what's the difference between giving myself options and if I give myself options, I'm only giving myself choices to choose from?
Don't give yourself options. Give yourself the option you will live. Is there a difference between... options is in the same way as living self-evidentingly so. Why don't you always do that instead of trying to give yourself a bunch of choices to somehow or other work it out and make a right decision?
Yeah, because I'm trying to use the options to get me there.
That's right. And I don't mean options in the sense of each time you create a gazillion options to choose from. I am saying in every situation. What if in every situation you never made it a choice, but you live the option you truly desire?
Okay. Sounds interesting. So that's like a before... the fact as it is before, that's living what I want before even a choice is present.
So you don't bother screwing around with choices and then after the fact trying to pick the right choice. I mean, the dilemma of trying to pick the right choices was of your making in the first place.
Yeah, I got you.
What if you know that a truth must always and always be true? Does everybody reasonably agree with that? Patrick? Andrew? Sally?
Yeah.
Helena? If a truth must always and always be true, aren't all truths options?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So all truths are actually options. There are no truths per se that are a particular this or that. Everything that is a truth is in fact an option. Who is making all the noise?
Cookies, I don't know.
Wasn't at this end, we heard like somebody shuffling some crinkly paper.
Whatever. What if everything you believe about yourself and all of life is optional?
That is so.
What?
I begin to think that is so.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, every aspect of your life is as you imagine it to be.
I think so, yeah.
It is your option.
Even the part where I think I don't have a choice to imagine how I want it to be, that's...
You don't have to imagine how you want it to be. That's the way, what you imagine is how it is.
Yeah.
If what you'll try to imagine it as to how you want it to be, you just force yourself down the avenue of choices.
Oh, right. Yep, right. I see. Symptom is at work there in my words.
Right. What if everything what if everything you believe about a God or higher power is optional? I had a long conversation this weekend, well, not too long, but long enough. And I asked a guy who, he happens to be also the head of the Masonic Lodge here in town, and he was wearing a cross. And I said, "Do you really believe in this stuff?" And he said, "Oh, yes." I said, "Okay, I want you to tell me anything that has ever occurred in your life that shows that God exists."
I'm sure he's got plenty of illustrations right there.
No, he had nothing to say. And he finally said, "Faith." Why does it have to be faith? Why can't it be his option? See, what he's trying to do is to say, "Oh, yes, God exists, and I have faith that that's true." If I say, "No, it's your option," you mean I have an option to decide that God exists? That doesn't make God very powerful or anything of that nature.
See, I thought that he'd be so into it, he'd be seeing God everywhere.
No, I'm telling you not. And not only that, he was the... is the highest man in the Masonic Lodge here.
Right.
And the Masonic Lodge says you can't be a Mason unless you believe in a higher power. Well, that can't be optional.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to get across here is you all have so frequently destroyed your options, like we said. In you do not continue, we could come up with 180 combinations, if you really get down to nitty-gritty, of options you have. Why do you not just, "Yes, I exist, that's an option, and this is the me that exists, this is the, and I can create that me to exist, and this is the way it exists." When I say you don't continue, I meant continue, not exist. This is the you that exists, and this is the you that continues. When I say you don't continue, what I mean by that is you don't create yourself as a continuing being. What if that's all you have to do? All you have to do is to create a continuing being for yourself. You know that your physical body will die, gone, kaput, but is it possible to create a physical body that does not die, and etc.? And if so, describe that. And is there a self that does not die, etc.? Describe that. And don't you have that option, like opportunities and choices? Don't you have that option? You don't have to create, "Oh, well, I do or I don't, or this does and that doesn't, etc. Now I have to make a choice." No, no. What if you created it in the first place? Did we leave you, Patrick?
No, I'm thinking and listening.
What if everything you ever thought or believed about spiritual is optional as well?
Does this mean that the fact that I die and I don't continue is also optional? I mean, like...
Sure. Sure. Why not?
Oh, I didn't know if that was a condition of DNA, that an entropy or something that I don't have an option about.
Well, if you're not you in your next life, you didn't continue.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then can't you create the conditions of your do continue or do not continue? And
I'm sorry, it's just
And hasn't this guy done that in creating God and believing and have faith in that? Hasn't he created that option for him? But then he has created the God that imposes upon him.
Okay.
Well, I just thought I'd bring that up because over the last week I've had so many discussions with people on this phone and other people elsewhere, and people who have been struggling with this same concept.
I got a question. Back weeks ago when I was rejecting your statements, how come this didn't come up as I had the option?
Why the hell didn't you bring it up? Why do I have to explain everything in terms of every option? Because if I explain everything in terms of that, I've made it a choice for you and destroyed your options.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying I was rejecting your proposition, or I can't remember what it was, probably that we don't continue or something, or that you die, one of those, and then, or I was trying to have a continuing past life, and you weren't going for it. You were arguing against it, saying it's not so. Absolutely not that way.
But you didn't then, and the point of that is, you didn't then choose the option that is so and stand by it.
Oh, actually, I did.
You did?
I'm just curious why you said it's absolutely not so. Why you were so strong about that? I mean, why couldn't we have just said, well, that's an option we need to discuss later?
Oh, Andrew, goddamn, why do we have to go through this all the time? Why are you arguing or struggling with the words? Why are you trying to take all your options away? If you wanted the option, why didn't you say so? And if you were then resenting because I took it away, then you're talking about I took your choice away from you.
Well, I understand what you're saying here, but I was just curious why.
I told you why, because if I told you that, it would then become a choice, and that would destroy your options.
Okay, can I ask one more thing?
Sure.
I thought it was very, very, very important at the time we were talking that we not continue, we because that gap is really important for having, what is it, the ability to recreate and rebirth ourselves any way we want to, which is an option, it sounds like, but...
But all I'm doing in each one of these cases is saying, like I did at the beginning of this, if you say yes, then there are consequences to yes. If you say no, then there are occurrences and consequences to no. And in as a no answer in that regard, I'm not here to say this is what you're supposed to do, think, believe, understand, and etc. All I'm trying to do is to give you tools so you can understand your being and living as you truly desire. You don't think that you have the right, the option, to be and live as you truly desire. You don't even think you have the right and the option to continue or not continue. If you do, please explain that to me.
Hey, Roger.
Yes, Patrick.
If you were worried about destroying our options and making a choice, what changed your mind about destroying our options and making it a choice for us now?
I'm not telling you what to do. I am discussing the difference between choices and options. Which you live is up to you. You've been living by choices because you believe that the universe offers you choices and opportunities. But when we started out, you said, oh, no, there are no opportunities. It doesn't make choices or any of these kinds of things. I make those. Now all I'm saying is, okay, then if you make it, why don't you make the opportunity that you desire and live that as an option rather than making it a struggling choice and then trying to choose between the choices?
Okay, I got that.
I mean, that's the why. I brought all of this up before, but we didn't go into it into this kind of detail. But I'll tell you, Patrick, where it came from, because our Sunday discussion, and I can't remember what it is, and I said, I disagreed with you, and then you said, well, then I don't have any options. And that's what said, okay, I guess I got to get out here, that you limit it down to either you do something or you don't do something. No. Those are choices in each case. Your options are significant. Then tell me or tell yourself the option that it's not an option that you have to choose. Tell me the option that you are or will live. The minute you think in terms of duality, I can continue or I do not continue, you're screwed. Right, wrong, good, bad, this, that, those, and them. Those dualities push you into a narrow confinement of choices. I'm trying to say, wait a minute. Why are you limiting yourself to those choices? To any choices at all? If you make them in the first place, why make them as choices? Why not decide, I will live this option. I will do this thing.
I think I'm reading you loud and clear now.
Or better, anyway.
And I think, well, better. And I think most of us that tune into you from more than once have said, uh-oh, don't answer that question. It's one of Roger's trick questions.
But you never really, and allow me to say this way, you don't really parse what I have said to understanding what I am talking about. You do not continue is a let's call it an irritant. Now
it certainly has been. That's for sure.
I was intended to be. So that would stir up. What?
From this point on, I'm going to take everything you say with a grain of salt and say, nah, I'm not going to accept one iota what he just said is what he really means.
No, you merely tell me in that or question what you, for instance, let's assume this. If I say you do not continue, would it be possible for you to say, well, wait a minute now, that may be true, but I can create an eternal being that does continue? What if life, in a sense, doesn't give you that option, but doesn't prevent that option? I can create the eternal being that I want to continue. You see, religion says, no. You have to do the right thing, and then God grants you continuance or resurrection or salvation, and etc. You got to do all the right things. So there's the do. Can you not say that I create the eternal being that continues? Now, bugger off.
Well, I'll send you a note where I actually say that.
Okay. Now, then the question is, if you create the eternal being that continues, how do you live that in your life?
Now, I want to clarify one thing real quick. So if you're saying, if you make the statement, you do not continue, is that essentially saying that it's not just a natural, you know, given course of nature that we continue, but it is possible that, what, no, it is our option?
Isn't that one of the options? Do you have to live, I do not continue?
Well, but I just am asking, so it's not like a given.
Well, let's put it this way. Let me ask you a question. If you have a soul, didn't you make it up? And
as I've always, you know, kind of followed along, I just thought it was part of what, you know, circumstances comprise my life. I never really thought about it.
Well, then you just accepted it because a bunch of twits told you that was true.
Doing the best I could to figure it out, yep.
That's right. And so then all your life is then struggling with that. Why do I say I have a soul that continues when that isn't really what you want? What you want is you continue. Why can't you see the universe offers you the self that continues for you to create that into an eternal being that continues?
Because, Roger, then the universe is giving me an opportunity.
No.
Or a circumstance.
No.
It's offering itself.
Oh, but even if it offers itself, that's not a choice. I said from that offering, then you can create the eternal being. You didn't choose between the self. What if it also in that then gives you then the awareness and the function or ability to do that through emergence and entanglements to do exactly that?
That being what?
To create the eternal being that continues. And what if the eternal being that you create, in a sense, continues only as in recurring, but it doesn't recur, but it gives you the opportunity to create the eternal being in each lifetime that you choose to have continue? Oh. That's what I've tried to say throughout all of this in this regard. The minute I tell you that it is this way, I destroy your options. We okay with this, Patrick?
Well, by what you just said, I'm going to ask a question. So is that from your understanding and your looking at this stuff, there is no self that actually continues?
Let's assume that. What if you can create the self or the being that continues?
I can give it all the qualities that I want.
Certainly, in the same way you do that when you go to the movies and you see frame one and frame two, which are entirely different and other, don't you create through your memories, multiple, do you not create the continuous from frame one to frame two?
Yep. There is still me sitting in the chair in the theater.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about it on the screen. You create through memories. I'm trying to use that as an example. Do you not create the continuousness?
I have to ask, which you are you talking to?
Yeah, I have a
suggestion on that.
Forget that. Wait just a minute now. Wait a minute. Let me back off here. Forget which you. I'm only talking about the continuousness.
So I pick up anything that I want and continue it.
Do you not? Everything is separate and discontinuous, and you continue it as your option.
Okay, I think I understand that.
Okay, now, when I said you, it's because of the English language that I have to have a subject talking, but I in doing, and I haven't yet said, though I have implied or inferred that there is a you that continues. Is it possible that there is a you that continues that is only existent in this life now?
I think I can get my head around that.
Okay.
Yes.
So then that you that exists only in this life now does not create itself continuing, but creates the option of continuance.
Yes.
Whew. Now, what if that self also then creates itself as a reoccurring eternal being which lives that continuance?
Yeah, okay.
You with me?
Yeah, I think I might stumble a bit here, but yeah, I think with you.
Okay. What if, for an example, that's the major purpose of life?
Well, then that really does turn everything completely upside down.
Of course. But, like I've said before, it goes, you are then creating yourself from a condition that is nothing, to a concept that is something but is nothing, to a something that has access to everything. What if you are enlivening everything in creating then yourself as an eternal being that is something that continues?
And you're saying that what? Choice is the purpose of life?
I'm just asking you, what if that's the major significant purpose of life? That there is no, let's say, a purpose in life, a specific thing that you must live, because the universe is doing fine. It doesn't care. It does its thing, whatever it is. But what if you occupy a special position in life in that you have the opportunity to create yourself as a self that continues and create things that are nothing, that appear to be something, that continue as well?
That certainly answers one of the questions I put to you on Sunday.
Well, I don't remember the details of all of that, but what I'm saying is, doesn't that make you take an entirely different look at yourself in life? What if that's your... Wait a minute. Well, all I've said is then in all of things about forever living is, would you choose to live yourself as an option in that way? And I stuck choosing here because... Why? Because, as I've always said, you only have one choice in life. After that, wait a minute, that's true, you see? If you only have one choice, in life, and you make that choice, everything else in your life is an option. And it's an option as you imagine it to be. It's not a choice anymore. Because I've said for 16 years that what forever living is all about is that when you understand it, you never make another choice. What if that's true? I guess we might as well, I got Nicole here, so we might as well talk because nobody's coming back to answer. We got Nicole here tonight.
Is that the Nicole we know?
That's the Nicole you know.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
So, of course, that's an option because you can do that or not do that. It's not a choice. Is that an option that you might decide such that if you live that declaration, that's a declaration of you, not so much a choice. But we can call it a choice because you can do it or not. But then in all of that, then you live that self-evidentingly so that you're not constantly confusing yourself with choices or limiting yourself by choices. What if you did that and all of a sudden you're no longer limited to choices? Could you see that then in that way, then living that option, being that option? Wait a minute. Being and living that option, maybe you have access to everything in the universe. Would that be so bad? Whereas if you are living by choices, you narrow everything in the universe down rather than giving yourself options. You still there, Patrick?
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know, that you've often said, you know, the problem is you guys, you don't give yourselves options. But you don't mean line up a set of options to choose between when circumstances warrant. You mean give myself the ongoing freedom to option, 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 option.
Well, surprise, you finally got it. Wait a minute, listen, I got something coming here. You're continuing your options.
Yes, and I understand what you said there.
Yeah, and if you don't do that, then your options don't continue.
Ha ha ha, I like that, thank you.
And in doing that, then, you would say, gee, I'm an option. Oh, I continue! Or I don't continue.
Oh, you're sneaky sometimes.
Right? Is it? Why? That was Andrew. He said, the me that makes options.
Thanks, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Well, a little smart ass will get you sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where Roger gets some of this stuff.
Well, my mother used to say, Roger, don't be such a smarty pants. I think that's a little nicer than smart ass.
I got it. But I think it's making sense.
But does it, so then as you continuing your options in that way, and you're all, wait a minute, if I'm continuing my options in that way in every moment, then every moment and every option supplants the preceding option, and yet though it supplants the preceding option, it continues my options. Then in the same way, then every moment supplants me, and yet in that supplanting, I continue.
Yeah, Wait, so it continues my options, but also the preceding option is one of those options.
I don't know.
If I want to continue that.
It supplants it, but the just like the preceding frame and the next frame and the next frame, it continues. I keep it continuing or I discontinue it.
Right, I think I'm just saying they're not lost to time.
So then, in all of this saying, then when I say you do not continue, does not mean you can't continue yourself. It only means... What?
Maybe the me of right now doesn't continue.
Maybe what? Oh, that's right. You see, you're getting there. The me of you right now doesn't continue doesn't mean that you don't continue.
Okay, now I gotta ask you this. Was it therefore even then necessary to go through you don't continue?
Sure. Well, because if I said you would continue, you would say what? What continues? And then you try to make it a choice. And you take yourself down to a choice, and I want to give you the option to choose who continues, what continues, how continues, when continues, extent of continuing, what the hell does continuing mean anyway, and who does it? Me do it, God does it, or whatever. I don't want to give you a choice between continuing or not continuing. I want you to give yourself the option of who, what, where, when, and why.
All right, I guess that's an upgrade.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Did we do all right?
Now you are, yeah. Your approval ratings are going back up.
Well, let's go back to where we left off before we got into this. So listen carefully and consider options. The Hebrew Bible declares that God formed man of the, and I'm inserting this word, the ordinary dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, considering options, what does that mean?
Well, okay, so... I guess it sounds like there was a random set of circumstances that gave life, and then Adam options from there.
Just consider only the words. God created man. When we say man, you got to ask yourself, what does it mean by man? Of the dust of the earth, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. What image, picture does that create? And man became a living soul. What is the image of that? Does it give you an image of God giving you artificial respiration?
Oh, I see. Yeah, it does indeed. A body formed and then something breathed into it, stayed into it. Yeah.
What became a living soul?
The body that was what breath breathed into.
Wait a minute. You're telling me when it said, and man became a living soul, that merely means the body became a living soul. Because it said, formed man of the dust of the earth. And then that man, well, creating man from the dust of the earth means the body. And that man became a living soul. Your body is a living soul. Is that what you're willing to say to me?
I see what you're saying. For a moment, I'll choose that option. Yeah, I'll say that to you.
Why would you? Well, all right, let's assume that you choose that option. Then that means that in some way, whether you know how or whatever, what you've chosen, if you define soul as spiritual, ongoing, eternal, then that means your body is spiritual, ongoing, eternal.
Okay.
Reasonable?
Yeah.
But your body dies, it decomposes, it dies, then what is it that is ongoing and eternal of your body?
Oh no.
Obviously, as we've said before, it is the data and information, or the dust, or the that which forms the body, that is eternal.
Oh, okay.
And I can demonstrate its eternality in this regard by all of its ancestors.
Okay.
So, if we say spiritual is that what you can't see, and physical is material stuff, then if the material stuff dies, that doesn't mean that the body that you cannot see is not eternal. Even the Bible says, the unseen body is eternal. Which, in a sense, while it hasn't deteriorated, your physical body in that regard, following the pattern of DNA, is eternal. Is it possible in that way then for you, some sort of physical, feel it, touch it, you, to then create an eternal you that is eternal? Doesn't this seem to be an option? Let's assume, well, who says that the universe doesn't give you this option?
I guess anyone ever covered that part, as it doesn't, no.
I know. They've always used it to mean what they want it to mean in a narrow confines of what they were saying. I'm trying to give you options, and I'm saying right here, what if your physical body today is eternal? Could you create an eternal being?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, cut off. Could create a what?
Could you create an eternal being? Maybe you lose that option, feeling only, well, wait a minute, how can I create an eternal being here? That's God's choice, not mine. Doesn't that choice or decision or statement alone destroy your options?
Oh yeah, there's no option to that. But it is an interesting thing to consider that, in a sense, the purpose of giving, allow me these words, the purpose of giving us life was that then we would create from there.
Well now.
We would create life, we would create new life from there.
Double congratulations there, Mr. Andrew. What if you could do that with everything in the universe?
Sounds good. Don't know what you mean by that with everything in the universe. What do you mean?
In a sense, could you say then that God created trees out of the dust of the earth and breathed life into a tree?
Yeah.
Then it's no different than when we talk about you. So you could, in the same way that you begin seeing and understanding this statement, or many others I could have chosen, this statement as being, you can create yourself and all things in the universe in that way as you choose them to be. What if you give life to everything? You breathe life into everything, or the nature of life that you breathe into everything.
Again, as you said earlier, that would definitely give me a whole different sense of myself and what my life is doing and what it's all about.
And it would also indicate then, if you begin to understand, you don't have a soul that's like baggage that you carry around. You have your operative body is your eternal self. What if you lived your body as an eternal eternal being? What if you lived your body not only as an eternal being, but that everything it does is an eternal being doing? See, there. Can you name anything in the universe that prevents you from doing that? I've tried to show you that through emergent, through memory, and through entanglements, the universe gives you the tools to do exactly that and understand exactly what you're doing. Spiritual and those kinds of teachers took all of that away from you, or maybe they didn't understand it, took all that away from you and gave it to God. I'm taking it back from God and giving it back to you. What if you were to live your life in that way? Would that be so bad? And what if, like through the visions of a visionary, I could show you directly to the eternal self and life that you are creating and living at every moment? Would that be so bad? Or would you just say, oh no, Roger, I'm trying to make the right choices? What if every night your dreams are doing the same thing? Hey, this is the life you're living. Can't you see this eternal self being that you are creating with every action? Because you're doing that with every action of your body. Or not. Are we anywhere with anybody?
Yes.
Well, okay, if we're anywhere with somebody, let's leave it there for everybody.
I think that's something that's probably a good idea. Lots to gnaw on.
Just think about that. It all starts with you stop giving yourself choices. Give yourself the option in life that you truly desire. Because the minute you give yourself choices, you're then saying, giving yourself the struggle of trying to then meet and fulfill that choice. Did you know that the original definition of option was a choice or desire that you wanted fulfilled? Okay, well, we'll quit there then, and we'll pick it up for wherever we are next week.